Hi, my name is Kristen and I'm from American Southwest Credit Union. Welcome to our Southern Arizona podcast. Today we have with us Stephanie McAnally. She's a licensed marriage and family therapist here in Sierra Vista and the owner of Mindful Messages Therapy, which provides counseling through an online platform. Stephanie, can you tell us about yourself and Mindful Messages Therapy?
Hello, Kristen. Thank you for having me here today. I am a licensed marriage and family therapist practicing telehealth in the states of Washington and Arizona. Growing up, I lived all over the United States and landed in Washington, which is where I completed my education and started my work in the mental health field. We moved to Sierra Vista about a year and a half ago and don't plan on leaving anytime soon. We just love it here. I had been gearing up to start an online private practice for some time now, acknowledging that there is some taboo about online counseling. And as I was gearing up, the global pandemic happened, and as the world shifted into considering other options for healthcare, more people were open to the idea of doing therapy online. So I provide individual, couple, and family mental health services all online, and it's pretty great.
And by online, do you mean it's counseling through email or maybe video conferencing? Is it the type of platform up to the clients and what they feel comfortable with, or do you have a favorite?
Counseling online with me is typically via video conference. I do offer some sessions by phone on a case-by-case basis, but mostly with me, it's through video.
I would think in some cases, this online option might encourage people to seek counseling because it might feel a little bit less intimidating.
That's exactly what I've learned. Counseling can be intimidating because of the understanding that there is a need to be vulnerable, and that can create a barrier for a lot of people. So having the buffer of a technical platform really reduces that factor for a lot of people, and they're more willing to share and to be open.
What brought you on this path to serve families and couples to improve their lives?
Honestly, just my experiences in my own family. I had great experiences growing up, but was so interested how families functioned as a whole unit, how a family made up of completely different individuals with their own unique experiences and perspectives on the world are able to work together. What made a dysfunctional family and what made a functional family? I was totally fascinated by how my siblings and I grew up with the same parents in the same home, but are completely different individuals. So my interest grew from how families work to how couples work. Two individuals from two different places in their lives can come together and create another family. It's just fascinating to me. And I've just learned that the willingness to understand someone creates change and allows room for growth.
So one of the things American Southwest Credit Union is trying to do in 2020 is to raise awareness about the importance of financial health. When couples get married, they often get married without addressing their own finances or the finances of their partner. Their spending habits, their saving goals, their debts, and assets they are bringing into the marriage. Is this an important topic and conversation for them to have before they get married?
Absolutely. These are incredibly important conversations to have before committing to any relationship, let alone marriage. Managing finances by yourself is difficult enough, right? So now try doing it with a partner who you may completely disagree with on how to go about that. So learning about each other's financial health will totally help increase positive communication and allow space for that. And when I say financial health, that's all encompassing. What are your patterns of behavior with finances? How much debt do you have? Do you have any savings? Do you believe in savings? Like, what are your financial goals, or do you even have any financial goals? It will also be good to discuss, learn, and understand each other's histories, views, or philosophies regarding finances. Talk about what your expectations and boundaries regarding finances are, so there aren't any surprises later. For example, some couples choose to keep their finances separate from one another. That works for them. So have that conversation in advance and say, hey, I want to keep my own bank account. I don't want to join anything.
No commingling of the money.
Right. Have that conversation in the beginning so your partner knows where you stand with that, or if there's any room for compromise, because they could have totally different ideas.
Right. One person might want to commingle the finances and another person might not.
Exactly.
But money is such an awkward conversation. I think sometimes people believe that once they get married, everything's going to fall into place without really addressing the financial aspects of their marriage. And there might be some skeletons in the closet regarding finances. that they're hesitant to share, or maybe they just don't know that not everyone has the same views about money. I think we tend to think that everyone thinks about money the way we do, that everybody wants to save money or everybody wants to spend the way we do on the same things that we do, but that is usually not the case. But what do you think? Are things just going to magically fall into place, or do couples need to take that awkward leap and assume that not everyone saves and spends in the same way and be very proactive about their financial health?
Yeah, absolutely. People need to be proactive. It might be awkward, but it's so important to have these conversations anyway. It won't be one conversation. There should be lots of conversations. So get in the habit of talking about the financial skeletons and how you're going to tackle them. I did a little bit of research and found some statistics on financial health in relationships. In a 2004 study of couples who were married, engaged, or cohabitating, meaning they were just living together, stated that their number one issue was money. These were in couples who were in their first marriage. These couples had higher levels of negative communication and conflict. To me, what that says is it brings it back to the ability to communicate and how important that is. In a 2012 study, their findings were that finances was the number one topic couples fought about. Now we have moved from it being the number one issue to now we're actually fighting about them. In this same study, couples have reported that financial disagreements last long, are harder to resolve, and are more important to them than other types of disagreements. And this is due to money often reflecting deeply held values. So it goes back to what we were talking about earlier, in that we need to talk about our experiences with money at the starts of our relationship, right?
And right.
So for example, if you grew up underprivileged in the financial part of your life, money is going to mean something completely different to you than it could to somebody who grew up more financially privileged. Your values and beliefs surrounding your growth as a person into adulthood might make it more difficult to resolve an argument about money because it touches on your experiences and your deeply held values, and vice versa. Another statistic is an increase in frequency of financial conflict during marriage is associated with a decrease in marital satisfaction. So this says a lot, right? We went from money being an issue to money being something we're fighting about to money being a reason why we're unhappy.
Why we're unhappy, right?
Yeah. So then that goes to show we can assume what happens when we're not happy in our relationships. So the next statistic is financial disagreements are a strong predictor of divorce, more strongly than other common relational problems.
Right. We can laugh about how we each load the dishwasher differently, but when it comes to money, it tends to be a little bit stronger of a trigger.
Yes, exactly.
I know people are starting to wake up about the importance of financial health in their marriage, but our society has taught us from a very, very early age that money is one of the three taboo subjects. Society tells us that we shouldn't talk about money, religion, or politics. But you and I both know this idea is flawed. How we manage money is one of the single biggest influencers of our lives and our marriage. It doesn't matter if you're making $10 an hour or if you're making $400 an hour, how you manage what you make is what drives your stress up instead of down. If we don't know how to manage our income, we could get on a very dark and stressful path very quickly. So, since it's a taboo subject, are there any strategies that someone can use to start the conversation? Or what do you suggest for like conversation starters to get them on the path to start talking about it?
Yeah, I completely agree with you that money is a taboo topic. It has been a taboo topic for generations and generations, and we are now more open to talking about finances than ever before. And I definitely agree that openness with communication is a way to go in all facets of a relationship. And also working to understand one another. First and foremost, when it comes to communicating with your partner, assume positive intent. And what that means is always assume that they are speaking to you with the most positive intention. They aren't speaking to hurt you. And if you both do this, you will definitely get further in your conversations. So to answer your question, some quick ways to bring up the subject of money with your partner could be to talk about your goals for the future. For example, let's say you and your partner would like to start a family in the future. Ask yourself and ask your partner questions like, how will we meet the financial needs of our family? What are our goals? What would we like to accomplish? And how would we get there? Write these questions down so you can both see them, and then just toss out some ideas. Things like, we would like to resolve this amount of debt by this date, or we would like to have X amount saved for an emergency fund. Whatever the case may be, you can apply this topic to all scenarios, right? It doesn't have to be just starting a family. It could be buying a car, putting a deposit on an apartment, etc. The goal of having these financial conversations is to better understand one another, to reach your goals, and to reduce the negative influence it can have on your relationship. Mm-hmm. If you're talking about it more, chances are you're gonna be a little more productive about it and maybe fighting about it less.
Right.
If the example that I listed above is too direct for you, if you and your partner are really just not on the same page, maybe just try exploring your experiences with money and learning about each other's backgrounds. Discuss how you see yourself and your relationship moving forward with what you have learned about each other.
Right, that's good advice. And now what if a couple is already married? I'm sure you often speak with couples who are struggling and have been for years. What do you suggest for them?
Couples that have been married and are struggling with finances typically have a whole lot more going on than just finances. My first suggestion is, once again, to work to try to understand one another. Communication is everything. So if you aren't understanding one another, you will never get your money situation figured out. Identify what the problem areas are. So whether it's debt, whether it's careless spending, or not paying close enough attention to the budget, identify those areas and then brainstorm what needs to be different in order for you both to feel comfortable. If you find yourself struggling with agreeing on finances for many years, my advice would be to seek professional help. It could be a big gap in communication, and money isn't necessarily the problem, but the scapegoat for the problem. So having a professional who can be neutral and objective and take a look in and say, hey, these things need to change and here's how you can change them.
And what about financial apps like EveryDollar and YNAB? Have you found any of them to be helpful for couples to begin a very pragmatic approach to their marital finances and at least be a good start in the direction of finding solutions? What do you think?
Certainly. I think whatever works for you and your partner, if you and your partner find success using apps in other areas of your life, why not give this a try? I'm a huge believer in systems, so finding and establishing systems that work for you both as a team is fantastic and a great place to start.
I couldn't agree more. If you have questions about personal finance and budgeting, visit our blog at www.ascu.org/resources/education. And if you have further questions for Stephanie, you can get in touch with her by visiting her website at mindfulmessagestherapy.com. Her contact information is also listed at the bottom of this podcast. Thanks so much for stopping by today, Stephanie, and I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you so much.